Well, to think of you supporting yourself with your voice since you were young, it's like amazing to me. That's amazing. What a great life.
Well, you know, people tell me, they're like, oh, it's so hard. And I was like, no, no, no. It always seemed harder to me.
To not do it.
Yes. And to go do to what try. Instead? Every
what
day
else is
for
there?
Who? You know, work for somebody and not do
no.
that? That seemed hard.
That is hard.
That's like
it's not your
walking
creative.
Off of a tall building kind of.
Wow. That tells you something about how much you love singing.
Like, what's the purpose? What's the point?
Why were you given this voice to not use it?
And now I would keep living for my kids. I mean, you know. Can't
yeah,
like off myself
to.
Just because I can't do music if I had to make that choice. You know, they're the second reason, but geez.
Yeah, no, it's great that you've been able to use your voice as your livelihood.
Well, you know what I've chosen to? I haven't always had the money, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's
just
sacrificed. I've done, when I had to do bread, I did bread. When I had to do peanut butter, I did peanut butter. You know, when the electricity was turned off, it was turned off. So I'm not romanticizing it.
No.
It has been a sacrifice at times. But obviously, I chose to make that over the other one.
Good for you. Thank God. Thank God. We need your voice.
Thank you. So how are you this week? How's it going?
I'm okay. You know, I'm getting to the point where I was kind of disgusted with singing because I did the recording stuff.
Yeah.
And the more that I fixed, the worse it got. It's just like a painting in art. You try to fix and you fix. And, you know, I think I spent a half an hour trying to fix one stupid line. And now I listen to it and I don't even like it. So... And then I listen to all my older stuff. Anytime I hear the word that, when I say that, it bothers me, and all and aisle. So it's like I want to fix everything, but...
But then when you go to fix it, you feel like it's not fixing at times.
Yeah.
And
I have some recordings I did, and I'm thinking maybe to go back to the original key and keep most of it and then just try to see if I can fix a few lines again and try it again rather than go in a whole new direction and try to fix something completely, and then I end up getting frustrated with that too. I don't know.
And so you want to finish things because you want to get a final recording that you can enjoy and share with people.
Is that
what you're
well,
you want
to
get to that
Well, I was
thinking
a CD. I was thinking
yes.
I'm going to get all my songs. Great. But then I'm beginning to realize I don't even know if anybody even really looks at my songs. I don't know if I'm more the writer. I actually started doing more cover songs. I was doing a John Denver medley this afternoon, singing a lot, and I enjoyed it, and I think I've reached a level of improvement.
Afternoon, where? Today on Friday, where'd you?
Just for myself, just
oh,
for fun.
Oh, okay.
I think I actually, with my discouragement, suddenly I have a feeling that I have improved, and I'm not going to let it get me down. That's all.
Good.
Yeah, I've decided that it's not about making a CD and a great recording of every song. It's about... how it's translating now to my live performances, the tone. And I had an experience Friday and Sunday. I played twice.
Mm-hmm.
Friday, people came up to me afterwards. They told me they were moved. One girl told me that when I sang my song about dementia, about my mom, that she had to get up and walk. It was too painful. But what really got me was on Sunday. I was all done, and I unplugged my mic, and I said, thank you, everybody. And as I was unplugging it, about three people said, wait, we want another song, encore.
Oh, you scared me.
Oh.
When you looked down, I was like, what did they say?
No, it's like, more. We
wow.
want another song. So I plugged my guitar back in, and I sang one more song. I go, wow, that's never happened to me. That was pretty cool.
Wow.
So I decided that if I ever feel down, that's the one thing I'm going to always try to hold on to. That's my first time that's ever happened.
Good.
Yeah, so that was very exciting.
You have the signs all over. You tell me them all the time.
Yeah.
The people that say something in the parking lot that didn't have to.
You're
really taking a chance. You know, you kind of put yourself out there when you reach out in a sense to say something to somebody. And I always appreciate when someone does that because they didn't have to say anything to me.
Yeah,
you
feel remote. You kind of like feel like I'm done singing. Now I'm back to being an ordinary person.
Yes.
I pack up my guitar. I'm standing and waiting for a smoothie, you know? Yeah. Just like that in line. And then it's like, hello.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of cool.
I like that, Trudy.
Yeah.
And that's the truth.
Well, I'm looking forward
to
it.
That really is the truth. You're helping people. You are making a difference. You are improving. You're just choosing to believe the truth. That's all you're doing. You're not believing the falsehoods, you know?
Thank you.
The little... negative person on the other shoulder.
Who do you think you are?
What makes you think you can do this?
The dark side?
The
yeah,
dark side.
The dark side. Well, it's also that I look forward to it. I look forward to performing. I'm not getting paid. I might as well be doing it because I enjoy it.